You're tuned into Free Radio Skybird on shortwave.
Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you have found the right frequency. This is Free Radio Skybird, broadcasting on shortwave. Coming up in this edition of Free Radio Skybird, we'll have Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, One Deck Pete with tunes to cheer you up, and God only knows we need some cheering up. Jim Salmon with Radio Emma Talk, and an NPR documentary on one of my favorite musicians, Jim Sullivan. So let's get the tape rolling. Here's Radio Emma Talk.
Hello, this is Jim Salmon on Free Radio Skybird, and I'd like to thank Fred again for playing extracts from our latest Radio Emma Talk World Service program. Today we're playing for you the program sections on Ronan O'Reilly and Numbers Stations. And if you'd like to hear the program in full, visit our website www.ematalk.com and click on the World Service page, or tune in to one of our scheduled shortwave broadcasts.
Hello CQ.
Radio Emma Talk. This is the Radio Emma Talk World Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emma Talk.
Namaste, good morning, good afternoon or good evening. आप जहाँ कहीं भी सुन रहे हैं, आप सबका Radio Emma Talk World Service पे स्वागत है.
Wherever you are, you're with Radio Emma Talk.
There may be some atmospherics, there may be some jamming. There may be some oscillation. Woo! But hang on, CQ, we're just going to
And now, for the next 30 minutes, the Radio Emma Talk World Service presents 2MT Remembered, the Alatra Report, Our Friends in Radio, Station Zong, and Contact.
This is Radio Emma Talk.
Hello, and welcome to programme number 2 from the Radio Emma Talk World Service. This is Jim Salmon, and I have to start by saying an enormous thank you for all your kind words following our first programme. Your response has far exceeded our expectations, with reception reports from Canada, Mexico, across Europe, to India and Australia, and many, many people listening online. So again, to all of you, thank you. And now, how do we follow that? Well, in a tightly packed programme today, we start by looking at our inspiration, 2MT, and part one of the 2MT story, The Early Days of UK Wireless. We'll follow this with further inspiration, albeit on a sad note, with the recent passing of Ronan O'Reilly, the founder of the offshore station Radio Caroline. We then have our regular feature, Our Friends in Radio, and take a listen to Jeff White and Jerry Plummer from a recent edition of Wavescan. And then we delve into the unusual and the fascinating with a look at numbers stations. Finally, under our contact section, we'll try and fit in as many hellos as we can to listeners who have emailed into us. And all that in just 30 minutes. So let's get underway. Just one final thing, don't forget that you can find further information and links to articles and recordings on the stories featured today by visiting our website, emmatalk.com, and clicking on the World Service page.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emma Talk, celebrating wireless station 2MT.
This is Radio Emma Talk, calling the world, calling the world.
We welcome your reception reports, your wireless memories, and your comments. Send your emails to emmatalk1922@gmail.com. Wherever you are, you're with Radio Emma Talk.
Radio Emma Talk?
This is Radio Emma Talk.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
This is the Radio Emma Talk World Service.
And you seem like a friend to me.
Next on the Radio Emma Talk World Service, the Elektra Report.
This is Radio Emma Talk.
Welcome to the Elektra Report. And today we take a look at the life of someone who played a major role in the development of British radio broadcasting. Irishman Ronan O'Reilly was born in 1940 and at the age of 24 became the first to challenge the BBC monopoly and the stronghold of the record companies of the time when he established the offshore station Radio Caroline. During his 79-year lifetime, Ronan was an inspiration to many. Described as a clever man, verging on genius, eccentric, sometimes unscrupulous, a rogue maybe, but a charismatic and lovable rogue. Here's an extract from the tribute programme aired on Radio Caroline on the 20th of April 2020, on the day of his passing.
In July 1961, a government commission on broadcasting began its work. Peppered with names such as Joyce Grenfell and Peter Hall, it was chaired by Sir Harry Pilkington. Essentially, it had been tasked with determining whether or not there was a public appetite for commercial radio. It concluded there was not. Ronan O'Reilly was not convinced.
I mean, I don't even know who Pilkington was, the glass man or something. I mean, what he's got to do with radio, I don't know. The government report was just complete and absolute hogwash. I mean, they were totally, not 10% wrong, they were 110% wrong. Which, if that is carried across the whole field of government, if all the committees that are set up are even half as wrong as that committee was, we're in bad shape.
Ronan set up his own radio station and started a broadcasting revolution. The response was typical of a man with rebellion and independence of thought in his blood. Ronan O'Reilly was born on the 21st of May 1940, the third of five children. His grandfather, Michael, was one of the Irish rebels shot dead by British soldiers during the Easter Uprising of 1916. Commemorated for posterity as The O'Reilly in a poem by Keats, a street near the main Dublin post office was named after him. Ronan's father, Erdogan, more generally known as Egan, was a successful businessman who owned the port of Greenore in County Louth. Ronan was many things to many people. He was a useful snooker player and an entertaining raconteur. His favourite topics of conversation were the Kennedys and John Lennon. He never believed the official accounts of how they died. Once he got started on government conspiracies generally, he was hard to stop. But the project which ultimately defined him, to which he gave the greater part of his life, and for which he'll inevitably be most remembered, was Radio Caroline. He was asked in 1994, 30 years after the station launched, if he thought it had been worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was absolutely worth it to me. Was it absolutely worth it to all the listeners? I think the answer to that would be yes, to a lot of them anyway. And it definitely changed the whole radio thing in Britain. I mean, that was a healthy thing.
In 2013, he was diagnosed with vascular dementia and he returned to County Louth. He spent his declining years overlooking the port of Greenore, cared for by his long-term partner in his rocker.
Extracts there from the tribute programme presented by Peter Phillips to commemorate the life of Ronan O'Reilly. And if you'd like to hear the complete programme, then visit our website World Service page for a link to listen and also links to other related tribute items. From my own point of view, the story of Radio Caroline and Ronan O'Reilly has always fascinated me and is far more than just the story of a radio station. It is a story of perseverance, belief, freedom, and the power of the individual. It is also the story of a station that broke down other barriers. Here's a brief extract of Ronan discussing the principle of loving awareness.
What LA means, loving awareness, right? Now, you might say, what has a radio station got? What's a radio station putting out that idea? Well, it seems to me that, and you know, it seems that a lot of people today are definitely being pushed in the other direction. In other words, crime is on the increase, uptightness is on the increase, lack of kindness, lack of concern, lack of care.
Take a look around. Hunger, disease, war, a planet full of DA. Yet deep inside each of us, there's a question begging to be answered. And that's where the L.A. habit starts, deep inside.
Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together?
And the L.A. habit grows and grows, overflowing onto those around you, making them happier, making you happier. Get into the L.A. habit. It's fun living together.
Radio Caroline promoting the principle of loving awareness, preceded by a few words from Ronan O'Reilly, who sadly passed away on the 20th of April 2020. And as for Radio Caroline, well, as always, Radio Caroline continues.
On air, online, on your mobile, this is Radio Caroline.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Emmetalk. We welcome your reception reports, your wireless memories, and your comments. Send your emails to emmetalk1922@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
If you're a DXer, then you should join BDXC. BDXC produces an excellent monthly magazine called Communication, often running up to 60 pages, covering the world of shortwave, mediumwave, and FM. Plus, radio stations in the United Kingdom, the most comprehensive directory of radio stations in Britain and Ireland. For more information, visit the website bdxc.org.uk. That's bdxc.org.uk. The British DX Club, the number one DX club in the United Kingdom.
Next on the Radio Amatalk World Service, Station Zonk.
This is Radio Amatalk.
So, Station Zonk is our excuse to look at something humorous, strange, fascinating, or unusual. And I reckon today we're covering all of those descriptions because we're going to introduce you to, or remind you of, numbers stations. Take a listen now to the opening of a documentary entitled The Lincolnshire Poacher. Confused? Well, you may be, but all will be revealed.
39715. 3971.
You are about to enter a very strange world.
Yankee Hotel.
A world of alleged spooks and spies, of conspiracies and covert operations, of illicit transmissions across the globe to secret agents on undercover operations. Or perhaps just a world of fantasists in the grip of a Cold War hangover, imagining it all just to fulfil their big brotherly paranoia. Either way, what I'm about to show you is at the very least curious and possibly very scary indeed. Ever since the height of the Cold War, radio enthusiasts across the globe started to notice strange, beguiling broadcasts on the outer limits of the band, anonymous transmissions that all had a similar shape to them. Each had a call sign, followed by sets and sets of numbers, usually in groups of five. They are read aloud in disembodied, simulated voices, in languages ranging from English and Spanish to Czech and Chinese. Hour on hour, day after day, some so regular you could set your watch by them. They transmitted what people believed was code information and became known to shortwave radio enthusiasts as the number stations.
2251.
They gave them suitably elliptical names. The Russian Man, Bulgarian Betty, Swedish Rhapsody, the English Lady, and the Lincolnshire Poacher. And they're still on the air today in their hundreds.
Ah, just the start there of a captivating documentary on the shortwave numbers stations. And if that has whetted your appetite for more, then, as always, visit our World Service page for a link to the complete documentary. Meanwhile, back here on the more normal world of shortwave broadcasting, this is Radio Amatalk and our World Service programme with me, Jim Salmon. Hello to you and thank you for tuning in.
This is Radio Amatalk, calling the world from a long, low hut.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Amatalk, celebrating Wireless Station 2MT.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird on 6070 kHz, shortwave.
Yes, right in there, in the laboratory, sir. Thank you.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with a means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers, set your receivers, set your receivers.
Greetings and welcome once again to the Radiophonic Laboratory, where the science of telecommunications meets the art of electronic music. This episode of the Rad Lab has been brought to you by the letter B and the numeral 3. B is for baby, and 3 is for the novella by Theodore Sturgeon, Baby is 3. This episode is dedicated to all the babies and infants born from 2019 to 2020. I'd especially like to recognize my granddaughter, Charlie Joy, and my great niece, Winry. I love you both.
Thank you.
The music you have heard in this episode was Sleepy Time by Raymond Scott, going back to 1964 off his Soothing Sounds for Baby album, Volume 1, 1 to 6 Months. We then heard the track Nulare off the 1990 Nocturnal Emissions album, Mouth of Babes. All the vocal parts of that album were performed by singers under the age of 18 months. Our background music has also been by Raymond Scott with Little Miss Echo, off Volume 3 of Soothing Sounds for Baby, 12 to 18 months. Now, get your recorders ready to receive, and please stand by for our digital text transmission in MFSK 64. MFSK 64.
That sound, that vibration, it's alien.
I can feel it too, in my head!
Don't forget to send your decoded text reports to DJ Frederick at singinggrove@conchnet.com. Thanks for tuning in this week, and always remember to keep your voice as free as a baby skybird. I'm going to turn it back over to DJ Frederick now, so until next time, I'll see you out there in the ether.
Thank you, Justin, for taking us on a journey through the Radiophonic Laboratory. I'd like to remind everyone listening that Free Radio Skybird is listener-supported shortwave radio. If you'd like to support the operational costs of this broadcast, please send any amount in U.S. dollars to DJ Frederick, P.O. Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, the United States of America. You may also send donations to our PayPal at singinggrove@conchnet.com. That's singinggrove, the words singing and grove, all one word, at conchnet, conchnet.com. You can also support us by visiting patreon.com/freeradioskybird, and supporters will receive surprise packages in the postal mail, CDs of our broadcasts, and exclusives from Free Radio Skybird. Well, it has been a tumultuous month. It's been a tumultuous year. 2020. Wow. So here comes One Deck Pete with tunes to cheer us up.
One Deck Pete presents Tunes to Cheer You Up. Cheer You Up. This week's tune is a shortwave exclusive from Jasmine and Madtone called Return to the Branches.
Man hungry, man greedy, man wants to make war out there on the streets, in front of everybody. He even wants to cross the waters and the man-made borders. What makes him want to do it. Man hungry, man greedy, can't tell him nothing. It's as if he's pre-programmed to push the button. Today, the button's called sorrow, and he doesn't think about tomorrow. Man hungry, man greedy, and it's the poor and the needy who really want the change, and a whole lot of things are going to have to rearrange on this table. Because what the fork sees is not what the knife sees. Man hungry, man greedy. And the leaves shall never return to their branches. And the leaves, they shall never return to their branches. They shall never. Man hungry, man greedy.
This is DJ Frederick. We're going to take a quick programming break now from Free Radio Skybird. This is a good moment to get up and stretch, adjust your antenna, pour a delicious cup of coffee, or write down our address. Please send your reception reports and other correspondence in care of DJ Frederick, P.O. Box 633, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, United States of America. We also accept emails at singinggrove@conknet.com. That's singinggrove@conknet.com. We now return to Free Radio Skybird in progress.
This is the music of Jim Sullivan. It's a song called Highways from his 1969 debut album, UFO.
There's a highway telling me to go where I can. Such a long way, I don't even know where I am.
Now, if the name Jim Sullivan doesn't sound familiar, you're not alone. Sullivan was a musician always just on the edge of success. He played to devoted crowds at a regular gig in Malibu, California in the early 70s. He hung out with movie stars, but for some reason, fame eluded Jim Sullivan. So in 1975, he left Los Angeles and his wife and young son, and he headed to Nashville. He thought he could catch a break there. But Sullivan never made it to Tennessee. Somewhere in the New Mexico desert, he disappeared, never to be seen again. His record UFO has been reissued by a small label called Light in the Attic Records. Its founder, Matt Sullivan, joins me now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And Matt, I guess we should start by saying that you have no relation, there's no relation between you and Jim Sullivan.
Yes, no relation, unfortunately not.
So how did you come across this artist, this musician, Jim Sullivan?
I stumbled across the album on a music blog called Waxidermy, which focuses on obscure records. The album cover caught my attention. And I downloaded the album and was transfixed immediately.
See the people run and gather. Now something high has caught their eye. Frightened with the sound of something. The speaker stands to wave and cry.
What was it about Jim Sullivan's sound? Was it his voice? Did he remind you of somebody else?
Really, it was the voice in many ways. His voice has this kind of weathered, worldly Americana sound, kind of a country mixed with rock element to it.
But then it had a little bit of sort of Nick Drake and James Taylor thrown in.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. And from there, the production and the strings, it's lush, but they're dark and eerie. I kind of look at it almost, they're pop songs that aren't happy. They're filled with despair.
Johnny, come down from the sky. Johnny, come down, you're flying too high.
I mean, clearly there were people who saw, you know, great talent in this guy. He had Phil Spector's studio musicians back him up on this record, right?
Yeah, the you know, it kind of started with Jim playing at this bar called The Raft in Malibu, where Jim would play all the time. And one day, two Texans walk in, hear Jim's music, and love it, and realize, you know, we should make a record with this guy, even though they had, you know, had no experience in the music industry or had no idea how to make a record. But they pulled their funds together and became friends with Jim, and somehow they hired the Wrecking Crew, the band who backed up everyone from the Beach Boys to, you know, Phil Spector hits.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Just those diamonds in his eyes. Every time he looks inside your head, and he sees a part of you that you often thought was dead.
Jim Sullivan was married. He had a young son. He decides to sort of to leave them, basically, and head out to Nashville to see if maybe he could, you know, sort of make a career there. What happened after that?
He leaves L.A. in March 1975, and he has $120 in his pocket, and he decides he's going to go to Nashville, thinking he'd better suited as a songwriter, a session player. So he starts driving in his little VW Bug, and 15 hours later, he's outside Santa Rosa, New Mexico, which is on Route 66 in eastern New Mexico, and he checks in a local motel, the La Mesa Motel, and soon after, his car is found 26 miles from the hotel, and he's never seen or heard from ever again.
You know, I was reading through the lyrics last night, and it's really weird. I mean, it's eerie. He sings about long highways and saying goodbye and even disappearing in the desert, which is what happened to him. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, I mean that had a lot to do with why we went out to New Mexico. Is the songs about UFOs and the desert and dying,
and there are rumors, of course, that he was abducted by aliens, or that was one of the right.
Yes, there is that rumor.
And of course, the album's called UFO, and he has a song about being abducted by aliens in the desert.
Shaking like a leaf on the desert heat. His daddy's got a bang that's so hard to beat. I bought me a ticket, got a front row seat. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye. Looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO?
With or without his disappearance, there's something in those lyrics that is incredibly mysterious and eerie, and it's hard to pull away from. It's an album also that doesn't really have a hit song on it, but it has such an incredible flow from beginning, middle, and end. It's almost as if it was one track, painting a picture of what happened to Jim.
I know this sounds far-fetched, but I mean, is it possible he never died? He just decided to disappear?
Yeah, it's possible. Nothing points to that. Nothing points to suicide or Jim. You know, I mean, his career was at a tough point, but I just don't see that. One thing that's one of Jim's friends pointed out was that the guitar was left in the car. And if Jim was going to disappear, that would be the one thing he would have taken. Because wherever he was in the world, he could always stand on a street corner and make a few bucks by playing his guitar.
Oh, the clock on the wall is a fine clock.
How do you want people to sort of rediscover him? How do you want Jim Sullivan's sort of legacy to be remembered by people who will discover him on this record?
I hope that people remember him as making a masterpiece. Really see the album standing up to things that others made at the time. It's I think it's wonderful, and it's strange because it's always because some guy posted Jim's album on a blog that he found on eBay.
That's Matt Sullivan. He's the founder and co-owner of Light in the Attic Records. The album from Jim Sullivan is called UFO. Matt Sullivan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And you can hear full songs from UFO at nprmusic.org.
And the clock on the wall is a fine clock. Clock on the wall is a fine clock.
Exploring science in the sea. When a hurricane heads ashore, everything in its path is in danger, but not everything suffers the same fate. One house may be blown away, while the one next door suffers little damage. And the same thing happens offshore. Some seagrass beds may be wiped out, for example, while others are left pretty much unscathed. Researchers at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute studied what happened to seagrass beds when Hurricane Harvey roared ashore in Texas in 2017. Seagrasses with wide blades and deep roots, such as turtle grass, are thought to be more resistant to storm damage. But the researchers found that the storm obliterated about a third of the beds of turtle grass, a large, slow-growing species. Beds of shoal grass, a smaller, faster-growing species, weren't damaged nearly as badly. The researchers compared what happened with Harvey to observations of beds after other hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean Sea. And they found that Harvey was the only storm to inflict major damage on beds of turtle grass. It turns out that blades of turtle grass in Texas are about half as wide as their cousins elsewhere in the Gulf and the Caribbean. So the difference in survival of seagrasses in different regions may be the result of the structure of the plants themselves. The researchers are trying to understand why turtle grass in Texas has narrower blades. Such information is important as scientists continue to learn about how hurricanes affect life along the coast. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. We're on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Get lost here. Ooh, I could get lost here.
from a 45 released back in the late 1990s that was Half String with Sunless Sea here on Free Radio Skybird. And that's going to close out this edition of Free Radio Skybird. Free Radio Skybird is heard on 6070 kHz and other frequencies in Europe. We're heard on Unique Radio in Australia, on WBCQ in North America, and our programs are archived on Radio for All. This radio station is dedicated to the memories of Gary Bourgeois of the original Skybird Radio, also Ambrose Metzigan, known as MB, from WSCS and WNEC here in New Hampshire, and my father, Herman Moe, who was a radio technician stationed in Burma and India during World War II. Free Radio Skybird features Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, One Deck Pete with amazing music mixes and the Skybird Mailbag Program, Shane Quentin with Radio Reflexology, and occasional contributions from Ray Carmen, as well as Radio Emma Talk with Jim Salmon. Our interval signal and opening theme is from Mad Tone. Our Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve, and our delightful social media graphics are curated by One Deck Pete. From all of us here at Free Radio Skybird, remember, wherever and whenever you're listening on the planet, connect with your community, feel all of the feelings. Radio connects us all. So keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.
Only £5.19.
It's a gift, it's a Timex.
Only 87 and 6.
It's a gift, it's a Timex.
Only 73 shillings.
It's a gift, it's a Timex.
Timex is the gift.